As we come into the new week, stocks are lower and the U.S. dollar higher, all on the back of increased expectation the Fed will be moving forward with policy normalization at a more aggressive pace. We have seen some mild support for the euro into Monday, this on the back of the news that Emmanuel Macron will hold his position as president of France. But gains have been quite mild on this news, and it's more about the euro not extending declines at this point and finding just a little bit of support than anything else. Clearly, there continues to be good offers into rallies. As far as the Russia-Ukraine war goes, there really isn't anything major to offer as far as any updates go. Still plenty of tension and still no resolution. Earlier today, China inflation data came in just above forecast, but hasn't really had any impact on markets. There does, however, continue to be concern around the rising COVID situation in China, despite an extended lockdown. Key standouts on today's calendar include UK industrial production, construction output, trade and GDP, US consumer inflation expectations, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.